early in the show and during Muse and the News, we talked about the incredible story last night. SpaceX launched 4 civilians into orbit. They are up there right now going 17,000 miles an hour, circling the globe every 90 minutes, the first all-civilian space crew. We happen to have a number for the Dragon capsule, so let's call Inspiration 4 and see if we can talk to one of the astronauts or civilian knots. I don't know what they're called.
It's just for media only to call this number.
Dragon capsule.
Yes, who's this?
This is Jared Isaacman, billionaire tech entrepreneur and worldwide philanthropist.
Yes, you're the guy that spent hundreds of millions to get on board this flight. We're the Musers from a radio station in Dallas. Could we talk to you for a second?
Yes, KTCK Dallas and Fort Worth. I am familiar, yes.
Oh, that's great.
First of all, I want to thank you for acknowledging that I am responsible for this mission. I spent $200 million.
Wow.
That's million with 2 L's. To take 4 civilians to space to raise money to fund cancer research.
Very admirable.
Very noble.
More importantly, to inspire humans to dream, to reach for the stars metaphorically by traveling to them, hopefully, literally. And to that end, I have given away the 3 other seats to regular civilians, people who are regular, everyday, salt-of-the-earth people, but extraordinary in their qualities. Mm-hmm. Would you like to speak to them as well? For
yeah.
they are
yeah.
The
yeah,
true,
I guess.
They are the true stars among the stars.
Okay, sure.
All right, hold on. I'll hand the phone to Haley.
This is the 28-year-old doctor's assistant, I believe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, Haley?
Yes.
Hey, it's the Musers on the Ticket radio station in Dallas. Just
How
wanted
did we
to
get
say
cell phone service up here. This is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing technology.
Those
you sound really great.
Hookup,
How
oh,
is
thanks.
It up there?
Thanks. Yeah, it's so weird, man. This space thing is just crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, they got like all these stars up here and stuff. It's real cool.
Yeah, what's the view like from up there?
I don't know. I haven't really looked out the window too much. Let me look.
Yeah, I think that would be like the first thing you would do.
Yeah, it's like real dark and you can see stars and stuff like that. I mean, I guess that's cool, but I have a few complaints about this mission, to be quite honest with you.
Hmm. Okay.
They only let you take like 1 carry-on.
That's it?
Yeah, it's 3 days. I mean, they expect me to take half a week's worth of clothes on a carry-on? I mean, please. And I got to say, so far it's kind of boring, actually.
Really?
Yeah, just advice to any other civilians who are booking flights to go up here, skip the 3-day trip and do one of the shorter offerings.
Well, now that surprises us.
That's
well,
amazing.
Junior, TBH, I mean, after you're up here for about 10 minutes, you get the idea. I mean, it's cool at first with all the zero gravity and comets, but after that it gets a little boring.
Yeah, I get it. It's space.
Thank God I brought my iPad with me.
Oh, don't watch that.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling around, you know, on Insta and finding out what's going on down there. That's what I'm interested in.
Now I feel like this seat was wasted on you.
Y'all want to talk to Chris Stemboski?
Sure.
Okay.
He's on the pot right now, but he's just getting up. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Musers, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? I was excited to hear that y'all are calling.
How is it up there?
It ain't too great, if you ask me.
Really?
Why is that?
Yeah, man. I would say I just got through dropping a deuce here in space, which is kind of cool to be able to brag about it. But
yeah?
I didn't really drop it. Damn, Keem think he's floating around. I mean.
Oh, man.
I keep trying to snatch it and stuff it in a Ziploc before the smell overpowers everyone. We get a Payne Stewart deal happening. But
Oh, man. Yeah, that is a problem, I guess.
but I'm just... I don't know. When are we going back? I'm ready to get back down there and see what's...
You got a couple of days. Where are you from, by the way?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
I'm from out West Texas way.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I won this seat in some charity giveaway, you know, which is cool.
It's
uncomfortable to turn it down, but capsule's a little cramped.
Is it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, you know, the interior has lots of hard plastics and limited leg room.
Yeah.
My F-150 has a lot more usable space in it, I think.
Okay, but it can't go to space, though. That's...
Yeah, but my F-150 can tow a boat. This thing don't even have a hitch on it, George. And the Wi-Fi totally blows. I'm trying to get on my fantasy football forum this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tried like for 3 hours before I was able to connect. I mean, it's BS.
Can you just wait a couple of days till you're back to Earth?
They'd have better Wi-Fi if they're all high-tech and they can do all this stuff that they're claiming to do. But I got to tell you, man, this thing's failed.
Failed?
Yeah. I mean, you ain't got Wi-Fi. They only let us watch TV up here for only 2 hours a day.
Well, you don't need to be watching TV anyway.
It's just boring. It's all it is boring. I tried to listen to y'all's football roundtable y'all had on with Coleslaw. What's his name?
Kalishaw.
Kalishaw, yeah.
The app don't even connect up here.
Well, I mean, that's not that big of a deal.
So I got to say it's failed. Oh, my God, I feel my tummy rumbling again. Whatever the space food is just running right through me. I'm going to go get on the pot and see if my Android will connect.
Okay.
God.
But to all those people down there on Earth, I got to tell you, keep reaching for the stars, but don't try to go to them, because it is failed.
Not that great.
I don't think that's great advice. Wow.
Surprised. Oh, we lost our connection.
Surprised that was the sentiment this morning.
I think we'd get a lot more description out of what was going on in space.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.